loytisoim, don't change around, nachla or yerusha, mimata lamata, from one shevet to another shevet, the shevet acher. That's the second postex. Here it says, b'siba sabala kosam davru. It's talking about that the husband yashins his wife. So that's why we said, that's why the locha, since the locha is that a husband yashins his wife, so when a wife gets married, when the daughter first gets married, she has to try and get married to a husband from the same nachla as her father. Like if this daughter's father was from Shevet Reuven, when she gets married, she's going to marry to a man also from Shevet Reuven. Because since, I thought we spoke about it before, forget about the mother right now. But a kopon of about halacha is, if she's going to die first, this daughter, her husband's going to yashin her, so it's going to go to her husband. So trying to make sure the husband is Shevet Reuven, the same as her father. You see what it's about. So the Gemara says, no, Oyeinu, maybe not that way. Ela b'sibas haben. Maybe the second pasuk is talking about that a son yashins the mother. And it's the same svara, it's the same thing. The pasuk is saying the same thing. When this daughter gets married, she has to get married to her husband from the same Shevet as her father. Because the monoshach, when her father's going to die, she's going to yashin her father. So she's going to take over the nachla from Shevet Reuven. Now when she gets married to a man from Shevet Reuven, she's okay, because either her husband will yashin her from Shevet Reuven, or else let's say the husband died and then she had a son, the son will yashin her, the son is also from Shevet Reuven, because the son goes after her father. That's what the pasuk is telling you, you daughter, like you girl, when you get married to a Shevet the same way your father is from, in order that the nachla will always stay in that Shevet. So it's both ways. Either her husband will yashin her, or her son will yashin her. And they're both the same shevet as her father. So everything is okay. So Mar says, maybe the second person is talking about that a son yashins his mother. So Mar says, no. Since the first person said already, the first person is talking about that a son is going to yashin his mother. If so, Homani Makaim, what do I need the second pasuk for again? What's the second pasuk? The second pasuk is the Sibas Habal Hakosa Medaber. But the second pasuk is talking about that you should know when the wife dies, if the husband is still alive, the husband yashins his wife. Therefore, the pasuk told this girl, like this mother at the beginning, when you first get married, make sure you get a husband the same shevet as your father. Now the Gemara says, the Kula Yama Mashmo, both these brises agree, Mihas, Mimata Lamata Achar, that the second Pasuk that says, V'loi Sisoiv, don't change around, Nachlo Mimata Lamata Achar, goes on the husband. Everybody's Mashmo, the second Pasuk goes on the husband. Yeah. Was it the Kula Yama Mihas, Mimata Lamata Achar, Besibas Habal, Hakos Medavar? That's teaching us that a husband yashins his wife. My mashma, how do I know to say that the second pasuk is talking about the husband and not the first pasuk? So Simon Oimer, Simon says, so it's interesting. So Mor says a lotion of Simon Oimer. So Tapi says that's a shame of an Amora. It doesn't mean a sign. Name of an Amora. Guy's name was, what was his name? Simon Oimer, Simon says, that Rabba Bahirdo from Rabba Bar Shaila, Omakro, the Pasuk says here Ish. Says the word Ish, so vice versa, the husband goes on Ish. Ish applies more to the husband than it does to the mother, than it does to the son. For the Gemara, no, Tavayu Ish Ksivbu. In both of these two Pasukim, it says the word Ish. The first one and the second Pasuk says the word Ish. So how do I know which one is saying that a husband yashins his wife, and which one is saying that a son yashins his mother? Elu Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Gomekor, the Pasuk says, Yidbeku. Says Lashon of Yidbeku. Dovak. Royal Yish Echod. That goes on a husband to his wife. Lashon of Dovak. That's why I know the second Pasuk is talking about that a husband yashins his wife. So the Gemara know, Tavayu Yidbeku Ksirbu. And the first Pasuk also says Lashon of Yidbak. It says Yidbeku B'nei Yisrael. So that's not a proof. So finally, Rav Ashiya Momakro Mimate Lamata Achar. The second pasuk says, don't take it to another matter. Now, uben lavacharu. A son to a mother, that's a real kurva. That's not called another nachla. But a wife to a husband is called another nachla. Like you're not born relatives. When you marry your wife, you marry, you're true. There's a kurva of a husband to a wife. but you weren't born relatives. Therefore, the second pasuk says, Lamata Acher, another Mata, that means when a husband, Yashin's his wife, is gone like from one to another. Mashenken, a son to his mother, that's not considered one to another. A son to his mother, he's born from her. That's called one Mata. So since the second pasuk says, Mata Acher, so the second pasuk is teaching us, that's the halacha, that if a wife dies, and the husband's alive, the husband yashins his wife. Even though they have children, still a husband yashins his wife first. But lo yitzri, the husband died first, and then the mother still has her own property. Then when the mother dies, then the children yashin the mother. Omer Rabbi Avu, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Yana, Omer Rabbi. Omat the boy, send it over from Mishmed Rabbi Shuban Korcho. Minayin Labal, Sheina Noito Baroyu Kuvamusik. How do I know? So now we're coming out that Loch HaMishnah says that a husband yashins his wife. When his wife dies, the husband yashins. How do I know, though, that a husband does not yashin something that his wife does not own when she died, but just rather something she's rolled to get? Like Lamashal. The Loch is, let's say your wife was the only daughter to her parents. So when her father dies, you know what's going to happen? Your wife is going to yashin her father, right? She's supposed to yashin her father. What's going to be, though, if your wife died first, and then her father dies the next day? Now, does the husband yashin his shver? No. A husband only yashins his wife what she owns right now when she dies. But something that's fitting to her to come later on, her husband doesn't get. How do we know this? Minayin, how do we know labal that a husband? She'eino noito barok v'muchzik. He does not get from his wife something that she's supposed to get later, as long as she doesn't have it right now. She now, but the pasuk sounds like this. Pasuk from the Rayon that says, V'usaguv, hoiled es yoyer. Usaguv, the man knows that was a father. He gave birth, his son was yoyer. V'yihi loy eskrim u'sholish orim beretz agilut. That yoyer, the son, owned 23 cities in eretz agilut. Now, it's mashma that these cities belong to the son, and he did not get it from his father. So the question is, if it didn't come from his father, how did he get it? So, minayin liyoyer shlohoyelolishguv. How is it possible that Yoyer got 23 cities, and he didn't get it from his father? Ela, it must be like this. Malamri comes to teach us. What happened was like this. Shenosa seguv isha. True, his father, Seguv, got married. What happened was like this. Seguv, the father's wife, in other words, Yoyer's mother, she died first when her father, Bechayim Arishah, when her father was still alive. So Seguv's wife died first when Seguv's Shver, father was still alive. So right now, Seguv, Yashin, his wife. That's all. Then Umeisu Marishah. Then a week later, his wife's father died. Now, who got that Yerusha? Not the husband, but it went to the grandson. That's the halacha. That when the wife's father dies, so if she would have been alive, she would have yashined. Now that she's not alive, her son yashins. V'yarsha yoyer, and yoyer yashined it. That's this proof that a husband only yashins from his wife what his wife has, what she owns when she dies. But let's say her father dies 2 days later, so that the husband doesn't get anymore. But rather, it goes down to the grandson. V'yarim, another pasuk also the same way that we had before. V'yelezer ben Aaron meis. Elezer ben Aaron died. V'yikburoisai. They give us the pasuk before. They buried him. Pasuk four was V'yikburoisai. They give us Pinchas benai. He was buried in the property of Givas that belonged to his son Pinchas. So it's mashma that Pinchas did not yashin it from his father Elazar, because Pinchas himself had it. So that's the question also. Minayin lePinchas shlohoyel Elazar. How come Pinchas got this property give us if not from his father Elazar? Well, it must be the same type of the case again. What happened was shenos Elazisha. Elazar first got married, true, and they had Pinchas. Now Umesa, the wife died. Bechayim Arisheho. The wife died when her father was still alive. So when she died, true, Elazar yashined his wife. But that's all. Umesu, that Marishan, then later, the next day, a week later, then her father died. And who Yashin, the father, that owned this property, give us? The Yosha Pinchas. Pinchas Yashin her. So that's again this proof that a husband only Yashin's the property of his wife that she owns right now. Not property that she's going to have a right to get later on. For the Gemara, my V'yoma, what do I need Tutsakim for? The Chitayma, maybe you tell me, Yoyer, the heavy Nosavisasa, Umesa, Vyosa, maybe the case was here. That, you know how Yoya got this property? Not again from his grandfather, but maybe Yoya married a wife, a rich wife, and his wife died, and he yashin his wife. So you have no proof to say that a husband doesn't yashin what's coming to his wife. Talmud Loim, that's why I need a second pasuk to teach me. No. The second pasuk says, V'yeloza ben Aaron Mace. And again, that Pinchas got it someplace, not from his father. How is it possible? He got it from his mother's father. The Chitay, maybe here also, the Nofalo Misteich Charamim. Maybe like we wanted to answer before, Pinchas was a Kohen. So you know how it's possible that Pinchas got property without Yashni from his father? That Locher is, somebody could be Makdish property B'Charamim, which means go to Kohanim. So maybe Pinchas got this property, give us, B'Teres Amatona Matnes Kuna, B'Teres like Charamim. What's the proof to say that Pinchas yashined it from his grandmother, like, or from his grandfather? Skumarin says, "Amakro binoi." The end of the pasuk says, "Begive us Pinchas binoi." That means nachlo haruyaloi v'yarsha binoi. Means to say this was a type of yerusha that Pinchas got as being a son. So the question was, how did he get this yerusha without coming from his father? So that's the pshat. The pshat was his father. Taka married his mother, and his mother died first. And at that time, her father was still alive. So Elazar, Pinchas' father, did not yashin her father. Then, after the wife died, then her father died. Who yashins that? Not the husband Elazar, but the grandson Pinchas. That's how Pinchas got property without belonging to his father Elazar. That's Taka the Locher. That even though a husband yashins his wife, but he only yashins his wife, property that she owns right now when he dies, but property that she's fit to be coming to her, that she'll first get later, that a husband does not yashin. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara says later. Now, the Mishnah said, "Ubnei achoyis," and the Lachar is like this. Let's say, again, there was Reuven, Shimon, and Dina. Two brothers and a sister. The Lachar is, let's say, when Reuven dies, let's say Reuven have no more brother. Let's say the brother died already, and Reuven has no children, and Reuven has no father. He only has a sister. Halacha is a sister yashins a brother. Klar, right? If there's a brother and sister alive, and they both have no children and no father anymore, so if a brother dies, halacha is a sister yashins. Let's say the sister died and she left over children, the children yashin. That's the locha. Children yashin anything the mother would have yashin. That's called b'nei achoyis. The sons of your sister yashins you. Tony learned like this. B'nei achoyis, the sons, the son of the daughter, or the son of Dina yashins Reuven, v'loi banos achoyis, but not the daughters of Dina. Again, if two of Reuven and Dina, yeah, and Reuven died, and Dina died already also, but Dina left over a son and a daughter. So we're saying now, you know who yashins? The son yashins, and not the daughter. B'nei achos, the son of Dina yashins, v'loi b'nei sachos, but not the daughter of Dina. She does not yashin.